This doctor says they're dictating on Judith Hand. That's H-A-N-D, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Judith Hand. Date of birth, 11-3-57. Date of visit, 8-29-24. Please make a copy for Glenda Ramirez, M.D. Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z. Glenda Ramirez, M.D. Next paragraph, dear Glenda. Thank you for sending Judith Hand for pulmonary evaluation. Next, just for the illness, this is a 66-year-old female, extremely overweight, has had a history of cough, sputum production, and a history of asthma, for which she has been on inhaled bronchodilators. The patient recently had a lower respiratory infection and took a course of doxycycline. She denies any weight loss, denies fevers, chills, night sweats, and she does have some leg swelling. The patient has taken prednisone intermittently for exacerbations of chronic bronchitis with bronchiectasis. Her most recent chest x-ray was on 6/20/24, which showed mild interstitial prominence in the lung bases, increased from previous study, and areas of atelectasis. The patient has not had any polysomnographic study. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of pneumonia on several occasions. She also had a tonsillectomy remotely and a history of meniscus repair on the right side. Patient has been diagnosed to have multiple sclerosis. Diagnosed to have multiple sclerosis, for which she has received immunotherapy. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked a few cigarettes a day for approximately 8 years, and no significant alcohol use. She's presently disabled. Next paragraph. Family history: mother died of cancer, including lymphoma. Father died of heart attack, age 97. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. Fatigue and weight loss. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has urinary frequency. Oh, she does have vertigo and hoarseness, and she has shortness of breath, wheezing and cough. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, black stools, or diarrhea. She has occasional chest pains, arm pain, and calf muscle pains and palpitations. She has anxiety attacks, she has easy bruising, she has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness in the extremities, memory loss. And she denies skin rash nor itching. Next, med list, tizanidine 2 milligrams HSPR and Xanax 10 milligrams HS as needed. And Zopanex inhaler 2 puffs TIDPR and atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, duo neb nebs TID as needed. Amitriptyline 150 milligrams is just, and Rexulti 1 milligram daily, Vilazodone 40 milligrams daily, Montelukast 10 milligrams is just, Rebif, R-E-B-I-F, 44 micrograms injection, three times a week. Atoxazine 50 milligrams, half a tablet daily. Next physical exam, this extremely obese, middle-aged white female, there's no acute distress, no pyloric cyanosis, clubbing. Blood pressure 121 by 70, pulse is 80, I'm sorry, pulse is 96, temperature 97. HEND and non-phthalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. That sounds diminished to the periphery. Heart, the atoms are regular, as well as to no murmur. Abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly. Extremities, no lesions or edema. Reflex, one plus, with no growth, more reduction. Cranial, large, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two is bronchiectasis. And gram-negative colonization. Number three is depression and anxiety. And next paragraph, plan. The patient will get... The patient will continue with the Duonep solution with the nebulizer. Four times daily. Sputum sent for culture and gram stain. And the patient will also go for a polysomnographic test to see if she has sleep apnea. She will use the Duonep solution with the nebulizer three times daily. And a follow-up visit is arranged here approximately 8 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Glenda Ramirez, MD. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.